This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says almost 3.5 million cats enter animal shelters nationwide each year. Close to a third of those cats are euthanized. In greater Cincinnati shelters, thousands of cats are euthanized every year. Spaying and neutering cats can help control overpopulation and reduce the number of cats that are abandoned and euthanized. And here to talk about ways to manage the cat population are Ohio Alley Cat Resource and Spay-Neuter Clinic Community Cats Program Director Charlotte White-Hull and Project Leader of Cincy Healthy Pets and nationally recognized pet expert Allie McLennan. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Charlotte and Allie, good to see you this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
You know, Allie, I'm really amazed by that number, 3.5 million cats nationwide. Why are so many cats ending up in shelters?
Well, there's a lot of sort of the idea around a shelter. You think you go through a financial hardship. I'm going to take my cat to a shelter. When I'm doing better, perhaps I'll get the cat back. It simply doesn't work that way. It doesn't happen that way. It's sort of a complicated system that we're doing the best we can with a bad situation. The pet overpopulation problem in America is quite staggering. There are 6 to 8 million unwanted cats and dogs in the U.S. Right now at this moment. Of those, very few are returned to their owners. Even fewer are adopted out, and many, unfortunately, are euthanized.
I would want to add to another aspect, too, in terms of how do all these cats end up in the shelters. Well, there are a tremendous number of cats living outside, and so they're on a scale from very friendly to some of them are fairly wild, feral. And so someone's feeding a cat, they feel sorry for it, they want it to get a home, or they think it might belong to somebody, so their first instinct is to take it to a shelter.
So a feral cat is what type of cat? Wild cat?
I say wild. That's what most people say. So really outdoor cats are feral.
Is it different from a stray cat?
Well, technically, yes. I guess those of us in the business, we call the friendly cats that basically want to knock down your door to get inside or stray. And then the ones that are not socialized to people are feral cats.
I think an interesting point to bring up is that a domestic animal, like a dog, a cat, even perhaps a guinea pig, is an animal that was genetically engineered by man to be taken care of by man. So unfortunately, if an animal is not spayed or neutered, lives outside the house, will reproduce. However, a deal's a deal. We created this animal to be cared for by man, and we have to figure out a way to do that. And Charlotte, I think, is a great example of someone who goes to a feral population. We'll talk about trap, neuter, release, I think is a great thing and quite a Cincinnati institution that Charlotte is in charge of.
Yeah, tell us about the organization, Charlotte, the Ohio Alley Cat Resource.
Okay, so OAR, we call it, has been around since around 1998 and serves more than 10,000 cats per year through a variety of programs. In addition to the program I help manage, which is our community cats program, which is basically addressing the stray and feral population, we also operate a spay-neuter clinic that fixes approximately 9,800 cats a year. Yes, pet
That's
stray and feral
cats.
His eyebrows went up. You can't see us.
And it's still a drop in the bucket. We also have a robust adoption program, and last year we found homes for more than 480 cats, and this year they're aiming to help 600 cats find new homes.
Do people adopt cats from shelters at the same rate they adopt dogs? How do those compare?
I do.
We both jumped at it.
No, they don't.
They do not. I think the statistics are something like, I would say mostly like 60% dogs, 40% cats come into a shelter. I think 20% of dogs might go back to their owners. 5% of cats might. I think that's... About 60% of cats are euthanized in a shelter, whereas perhaps 40% of dogs are.
And I think part of the reason cats don't get adopted as much is that, let's face it, they're facing competition from the streets, if you want to put it that way. So numerous times you go in a neighborhood and someone, they don't want to go to a shelter because their next door neighbor has a cat that they're feeding and they want, you know, can you take this cat in? Or they have a relative who has a cat. A relative had a mother cat that they did not spay, and so kittens are born, and so they're looking for homes for those kittens. So, and to other folks, shelters, they're worried about what they're going to see there. They're worried that it'll be a really depressing place, and they want to go to a happy place to get a cat. And so there's a misconception about what they'll see in a shelter.
Yeah, no, I love that lead-in. And I know, did you have a question to ask?
No, you
absolutely.
Go right ahead. You address
yeah,
it,
I think
Allie.
There is a huge misconception about shelters. Shelters are places full of promise and hope. I think the idea that you're not going to get what you are looking for if you go to a shelter as opposed to a breeder or a pet store is ridiculous. They are so, I would say, five out of every four animals, particularly dogs at a shelter, are pure breed, which is something you would go to for a breeder, to a pet store, which perhaps they got their animals from a pet mill. Do you know the term puppy mill,
mm-hmm.
cat mill? Exactly. So what that is doing is perpetuating sort of the pet overpopulation problem. A responsible breeder will breed an animal that he knows he has a home for. He will not breed his animals until he knows he has a home for each and every animal. And so a puppy mill will breed as many as possible and just see what happens. Yes. Also, cats as well, and I think cats especially. When you go to adopt a cat, a lot of people would like to adopt a kitten, would like to buy a kitten from a pet store. So cute, so cuddly. But I always advise people to go to a shelter and adopt an adult cat, in which case you know the temperament, the size, all the health conditions. Also, you have a team of experts at the shelter to help you advise you because they've been working and loving that cat for 2 to sometimes 6 years. Sometimes cats will stay in a shelter, particularly a no-kill shelter. Shelter like the Ohio Alley Cat Resource.
Allie, I've heard one of the issues with cats and cat overpopulations, mm-hmm. they're very prolific animals.
I kind of joke sometimes that they're worse than rabbits, which
worse
is a terrible
thing.
Actually,
a typical litter is what, 12 kittens usually?
No. More in the order of 2 to 4 cats.
Two to four kittens.
Yeah. But they can have
multiple litters.
They can have four litters per year, a cat can. They can get pregnant while they're nursing the previous litter of kittens, yes.
513-419-7100 to join the conversation, and let's talk with David in Madisonville. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you all?
Good, thank you.
Hi, David.
I live right around the corner from the Joni Bernard Home for Cats, and my wife is an ardent volunteer there. And I just want to shout out a few first names because there's some hard
Yay.
Work people. Tracy. Liz Johnston.
Yay, Liz.
Devin. Not to mention Jane Caber, my lovely wife. and I probably, I forgot Eileen. But anyway, it's an amazing place. I just stopped in there today and walked in, and it's the most mellow, calm, nurturing place for cats. And I must say, I came to Madisonville with no cats, and I'm not going to disclose the number I have in my house.
Oh,
right
come on,
now.
David, give it up. How many?
It's pushing double digits, but two of them are fostered. The problem is they're permanent fosters.
So, David,
so anyway,
can you...
all I can say is anybody should go to the Joni Bernard Home for Cats just to take a look. It's just like your panelists were saying. It's a very happy place.
Oh, how nice.
David, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you were a plant, David. No, actually, he does bring up an important point that OAR does not receive any government funding. We're privately funded by donors, but we also rely very, very heavily on our volunteers. And he just mentioned several of them, very dedicated, who come throughout the week.
Well, you used a term earlier, too. I wanted to ask you about, Charlotte, the trap, neuter, return. And Allie, I think, mentioned it, too. What is that? Explain that to us.
What that is it's a way of managing feral cat populations through spay-neuter. And so unlike a friendly pet cat, you can't pick the cat up. So it's necessary to trap them using a humane trap. Some people call them raccoon traps. The cats are trapped. They are brought to our clinic for spay-neuter surgery and rabies vaccine. And after they're fixed, they're released back to their outdoor home.
Again, 513-419-7100 to join us. And Lisa in Wilmington joins us now. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Thank you for having this program today. Much needed. I am very much wanting to help cats in my community, and I have helped dogs as well in the past, but luckily our community has stepped up for the dogs, and they are rehomed through no-kill shelters. But the cats still have a long way to go for help. And I just wanted to bring to your attention that I disagree that that there's not enough homes for all the animals. Nathan Winograd's work with No Kill Advocacy mm-hmm. and his website of that name has directly contradicts that statement that we have to kill them because there's too many. So I understand there's two camps in the humane work that people do. They either think there's so many that we have to kill them to keep up, or that we definitely can rehome our way out of this. And I would just encourage people to look up that information for themselves. And I understand those issues. But at the same time, do you come to Wilmington through one of the no-kill shelters here for your one of your spay-neuter programs?
We used to have what she's referring to is OER's clinic has a program we call the Neuterville Express. And what that is we have a transport vehicle that we bring to outlying areas. And so people drop their cats off up there rather than having to drive all the way to OER's clinic. We did in the past, we did have a transport up to Wilmington. We do not have that at this time.
And I do like your point that we are responsible for all of the animals in our community. I think that's a great thing. And if you are not ready to foster, not ready to adopt, but want to help, OAR has some amazing outreach programs. You can come visit us at the Ohio Alley Cat Resource. There is adoption on Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4. And there's also on Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. You can come see what it's about. You can volunteer, help give back to your community and Cincinnati in general, taking care of all of the cats that need help. We also have many events coming up. If you want to give to OAR, you can come to our kitten shower, which is Sunday, April 17th, which is David was saying at the Joni Bernard Home for Cats. It's on 56 Orlando Place, 5619 Orlando Place, right off the Red Bank exit. So thank you so much. And I think you're right. I think if we all pull together, we can absolutely take care of all the animals that we brought into this world. That's a good point, Lisa.
513-419-7100 to join us. Let's talk with Laura Beth in Union, Kentucky. Hi, Laura Beth.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Go right ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to point out that I've adopted several animals from shelters, and the best animals I've found out are disabled animals. I have a dog with neurologic issues and another one with sight issues, and it goes on and on and on. And I know several people with quadriplegic cats and stuff like that, and they're great animals. I would like to hear what you guys say about that. Thank you.
Yeah, we both jumped. Do you want to go first?
Well, having owned a few myself, OER believes that too. We believe every life is deserves consideration, and actually we have several special needs cats at our shelter, and we have, for example, we have cats with
Well, so if you would like to perhaps be a donor and help out one of our special needs cats at Ohio Alley Cat Resource, you can do so. Drop us a line at lifeline@ohioalleycat.org. And for $10 a month, you can sponsor one of these special needs animals. So if you're not ready to adopt or take one home, or I know, is it Dana that we're speaking to now?
No, Laura Beth.
Laura Beth. Yeah, so if you don't feel quite as benevolent as Laura Beth, as to take a special needs animal into your home, you can contact ohioalleycat.org at lifeline@ohioalleycat.org. And $10 a month, you can sponsor your own special needs pets.
Kathy in Springfield Township joins us. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm a member of Perfect Friends Cat Rescue, and we work really closely with OAR. And they do such good work, I can't begin to tell you. But I don't know if people realize that cats can start getting pregnant when they're 4 months old. So you have babies having babies. And we, you know, for us, what we usually see with our average litter are 4 to 6 kittens per litter. And last year we actually had one that had 12. It was really scary.
Oh, my goodness. Very unusual.
Yeah, it was very unusual. Yeah, thank the Lord it was very unusual. We had somebody there to help supplement poor mom because she was going nuts. But, you know, I like the comment the lady made that we brought them here, we put them here, and we have a responsibility, and I wish people would take it more seriously because it's so sad.
And it's not hard to do. There are so many grants right now that there are tremendous resources for getting your cat fixed to avoid what Allie and I were talking about, kitten season, right before we came in today. And so that's more language of the field. But around this time of year, we begin to see the litters starting to appear. So mothers are starting to give birth right around now. And so shelters are going to be absolutely flooded with kittens within a month. And that continues all through the month of November. In fact, there's so many kittens, and we like to highlight the issue that every April we have a kitten shower at OER, and we're having ours coming up on April 17th.
Yes, I'm glad you brought us into that.
Everyone loves seeing the kittens, but that's just, you know, kittens, when they hit 4 months, they're getting pregnant and having kittens. She's absolutely right. So it's as safe to spay or neuter a kitten as young as 10 weeks at our clinic, as long as they're 2 pounds, 4 ounces. So that's quite young, but it's very safe for them. They bounce back very quickly. So we urge people, the old wives' tale is that cats can't get pregnant till they're a year old. Completely false.
Not true.
They could have had their second litter by the time they're a year old. So we encourage people to think about fixing their kitten at a young age.
And if you don't have the resources to do that, the project that myself and Melanie McKeehan, who is a longtime Cincinnati pet professional, we're heading up a project called Cincy Healthy Pets. And we provide free spays and neuters to certain areas in Cincinnati. West End, OTR, Price Hill, and Camp Washington. We have quite, it's a grant from Pet Smart Charities, and we can provide free spays and neuters as well as vaccinations, food. I was a groomer for 15 years, so I have been shaving down cats at Camp Washington OTR for the last few months. So please find us on Facebook, Cincy Healthy Pets on Facebook. Let us know what you need. We can help you, particularly at this season with spays and neuters.
And just for the outside cats, the stray and feral cats, OER also has a wide variety of grants that allow us to spay and neuter outdoor cats for free.
Let's talk with Laura in Cincinnati. Hi, Laura.
Hi, yes. I just had a question about the Community Cat Diversion Program. I didn't know if you guys could explain a little bit how that works and what it is through the SPCA. And I think they partner with OER, if I'm correct.
They are. So what she's referring to is a program that is implemented nationwide. It was started by this national organization called Best Friends, which many people know and love. And so what it is meant to do was to significantly reduce the euthanasia of cats in shelters. So on average, 80% of the cats entering any animal shelter are stray or feral. And in the past, again, when they said there's no room in the inn, those cats would be euthanized. So in a program like this, cats that came from a location where they're regularly being fed and monitored in a safe location are spayed and neutered and then are put back outside to their outdoor homes rather than face potential euthanasia. In programs nationwide that have implemented programs like this, euthanasia of cats has gone down from a high of, for example, 80% to even as low as 5%.
Let's talk with Cleva in Middletown. Hi, Cleva.
Hi. I used to work at the city of in the city of Pittsburgh at a very large open admission shelter. I was a foster care coordinator for almost 7 years. So I know kitten season, and I've got to admit, I'm kind of glad to not be doing kitten season. And I just I wanted to point out this is something that is universal. It's everywhere. And my only concern is the lady who mentioned Nathan Weinroad and the no-kill movement. You know, we see a lot of times we're all working towards the same goal. And I see it sometimes creating a bit of an antagonistic view where we would have people come into our shelter and say, are you going to kill them? Mm-hmm. And, you know, this isn't even terminology that used to exist when I first started volunteering at shelters years ago. You know, the whole, if you have no kill shelters, then that suggests that the other shelters would be kill shelters.
Right.
And I hate to see that terminology going and people getting the idea that, oh, there is an option. Sometimes there just isn't. I mean, we're working towards it, making tremendous headway, especially with dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But for the cats, personally, there are situations where, you know, to keep a cat in the shelter, in my opinion, for 6 years as a no-kill shelter, mm-hmm. I don't see that as much of a solution. But, yeah, that's my personal feeling. And I would always relay that to the people who volunteered with us, because they would have people come up to them, certainly, and say, oh, you're fostering cats for a shelter. That must be a no-kill shelter, right? And they would have to explain that everybody was doing the very best they can. Nobody goes into this with the idea that they're going to have to euthanize animals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that, unfortunately, sometimes that is the kind of most humane thing to do.
I think that's a very wise conversation to have, and I think it's great. A lot of people have sort of don't have an idea of what the shelter system is, and because there is such an overpopulation problem, like you pointed out, there's a municipal shelter that have government money. They are required by law to take in every cat, dog, snake, horse, ferret, anything that they have to. When there is no space, unfortunately, there will have to be euthanization. No kill shelters. Come in and pull the animals that are placeable to take to a different shelter where they can also be adopted. I think that overpopulation, I think that, as you pointed out, I don't think any shelter worker in the world would be upset to be out of work. I think that they'd be so happy to not have a job, to have no pet overpopulation. I think that's what you're referring to. So yes, if we all pull together as communities, make sure that we spay and neuter, make sure that we responsibly adopt, that perhaps we can alleviate the pet overpopulation over time in the country. Does that? What do you think?
And I have to ask Allie, you know, mm-hmm. It seems like this is an ongoing problem. It's one that seems to be growing from year to year. And you're talking about alleviating it. Is it something that can never be brought completely under control?
I do have hope. I think it will take a lot of time. I think as far as pets go, I think spreading the word, everyone that understands spay and neuter, how important it is, everyone that understands not to support a pet store because they will then support a puppy mill. I do have a great amount of faith that we can, over time in America, alleviate the pet overpopulation that started in the 40s. Yes.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Ohio Alley Cat Resource and Spay Neuter Clinic Community Cats Program Director Charlotte Whitehall and Project Leader of Cincy Healthy Pets and nationally recognized pet expert Allie McLennan.